Well, heading now to Indonesia, where the organisers of the International Ubud Writers Festival have confirmed they've buckled to censorship pressures and withdrawn three programmes on the 1965 massacres. One Australian participant says he still expects his panel discussing the first year of Indonesian President Joko Widodo to go ahead. But he says that while the censorship directive may not have come directly from the president, it is an indication of his closer alliance with the Indonesian military. Dr. Ross Tapsell from the Australian National University's College of Asia and the Pacific spoke to me a short time ago. Ross Tapsell, the 1965 massacres are a sensitive issue in Indonesia, but are you surprised about the censorship over this at the Ubud Festival?
Overall, yes. I think this is very unexpected because it's Ubud and because it's an international festival and because it's such high profile. I am surprised. Having said that, there has been signs that this is because it's the 50th year anniversary of the coup and the killings. We have seen signs in regional areas where the police and others have cracked down on various attempts to publicise this period of history. For example, in one case, a student magazine tried to interview and tell stories of the massacre, and it was actually withdrawn from circulation.
Given the profile, the international profile, as you say, of this festival, would this censorship at Ubud have to have been endorsed then by the president?
No, I don't think we can read so far into this. It's hard to say at the moment whether this was the national security forces telling Bali, look, we don't want this to go ahead in these topics. It could be possible that from Jakarta, they've said, no, this film is not to go ahead and therefore nothing on 65 is to go ahead on the massacres. Or what we've seen in other parts of Indonesia is it really is just local authorities saying no. And Bali was in fact one of the most brutal places where the killings occurred in 1965. So it is highly likely that there's people in positions of power in these local areas who had family members or themselves were connected to the killings.
So if local authorities are doing this, what does it say about the authority of the president?
Well, it's a difficult situation, in particular with regards to the police and the military. The president, Joko Widodo, has had much difficulty in containing the police in his first year in power, largely due to their battle with the Anti-Corruption Commission. And so what that has meant is that he's needed to ally himself more closely to the military. And so the military is now trying to be more assertive, I suppose, in their controls around decision-making and in their connections to power.
Are there any signs of the military flexing its muscles in terms of censorship on any other issues?
I'm not suggesting we're going back to Suharto's authoritarian regime or anything like that. But having said that, these kind of attempts to crack down on particular issues involving the military, such as their involvement in the killings in 1965, have meant that this is going to be a very difficult first few years for Jokowi's presidency.
Do you fear there could be more censorship in Indonesia as the year progresses?
Well, at the moment, what we know about this current Jokowi government is that anything is possible, particularly with around to censorship. What we've seen in the past 12 months was Jokowi himself saying he wanted further crackdowns on people speaking aggressively about the president online. So there was a discussion about introducing a bill for that to get rid of, to improve, say, defamation laws. There's also been issues on freedom of expression in Papua. In particular, Jokowi had said that he wants to have more foreign journalists allowed to enter Papua. And unfortunately, what happened was the military stepped in and said, no, foreign journalists still need to apply to go to Papua. So this is a classic case where the president wants to make reforms and the military says, actually, no, that's not going ahead.
Well, you're heading to Ubud tomorrow. Have you been assured your panels will still be going ahead?
Yes, I'm on a panel with Todong Mulya Lubis, who was the lawyer for the Bali Nine. I have not heard that panel will change. Todong is currently talking to Jokowi's second right-hand man, I guess you could call him, Luhut Panjaitan, about this issue, about the banning of the 65 panels and the film, and he's presumably meeting him for a bunch of other reasons. So I think that's going to now be a very controversial and probably highly packed panel. That panel is on Jokowi Year One, an assessment of his first year. But as far as I know, I'm on a plane tomorrow, Eleanor.
Well, good luck with that, Ross Tapsell. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks very much.
That's Dr. Ross Tapsell from the ANU, who's also a participant at the Ubud Writers Festival.